In terms of Aranmore Island and the school, Afford is on Aranmore, as you said, but mm-hmm. Aranmore is someplace that holds a very special place in your heart.
Oh, definitely. And there's another school in there as well, Laib Garrow, and the two schools are full at the moment with the students, the scholarly for College Aranmore. They're in their second grouping now at the moment. So from when I was small, I remember going to the Cayleys and that, with the, when the students were in, along with my friends, and now my daughter is doing it, and my mum's from there, and they're actually in at the moment, mum and dad, and they've friends visiting this weekend as well, Noel and Mary, and I'm heading back in. I came out this morning. Cahill gave us a lift out this morning for here, and I'm going back in this evening again, and we're going to have another bit of music and banter. Ben loves it because my son loves it. He gets, you know, the freedom. He goes, he has plenty of friends, and they have freedom, but they're never too far away from me at the same time. And I just, my granny was from there, and obviously my mum's family. And granny, whenever I was at school here, I would go to, it used to be the, where Old Dunn's now used to be Best's, a long time ago, and I used to go down and I would get a lift and head in for the weekend and come back then in the Union's bus on the Sunday. And I used to cry coming back at Ballymacool because it was going to be another week or whatever until I was in again. But the crack's good. Everybody's very friendly. Everybody knows everybody. And, you know, at the minute while I'm sitting here, Kayla, she's in and she's surfing. They have lots of, there's a brilliant community centre there running events for the children, the campy side, surfing, kayaking, and there's a festival on this weekend as well, and there's several other festivals that'll be happening over the time. But it's just, I think it's just the relaxed pace of things, and you can, like, I had a job to do this week for Fallon, CJ Fallon, and I had Kayla and Campesero, so I was still fit to able to work on that job and put it away whenever she came back and just enjoy the freedom again. So it's a good balance, I think. That's
as you said, Swell is on this weekend, and indeed one of the headliners at Swell tomorrow night will be the California Feet Warmers, and they are coming into studio a little bit later on in the programme. Oh. And trust me, people, you want to hear these guys. These guys are phenomenal. I'm looking at Bree with the Swell wristband on, actually, and I'm slightly jealous because I can't make it out there because I have things to do this weekend elsewhere, sadly. And I won't be able to make Swell, but I would love to have been out in Aranmore this particular weekend for that festival. So some great gigs taking place, and Aranmore, as you say, a great place. I was out there often visiting when my own sprogs were out doing the Gaeltacht there on the island as well. We're going to take another piece of music, Bree, before we say goodbye. And again, just to remind people that the Full Circle album is available on iTunes and in other good music retailers. Yeah. And the songs, as you say, they're songs that connect with people. They're songs that tell stories. They're songs that have that universal appeal and universal truths as well. And most of all, they're mellow, and in an age where maybe we need some optimism and we need something cheerful and we need something positive, perhaps these songs are, in many cases, a way of transmitting that and getting us back in touch with ourselves and our happiness.
I find that if there's anything going on that I need to sort, just I write it down and then it's gone. So it's nearly like the good stuff as well as the bad stuff, you know. But this song in particular I'm going to sing now because Father Pat Ward did an excellent video. It's on YouTube and people can see it on YouTube. And it's all drone footage of Aran. And it's quite peaceful, and there's been some interest in it because it is, it's kind of mindfulness is the key word now, so people think it's quite mindful or whatever.
That's very good.
Take what you want from it, but it's a half an Irish and half an English. Slow down, take your time, turn the world off, still your mind. It's your life, be kind and rest, rest a while. Sometimes it's hard to understand the human race. Friends that you depended on move their separate ways. The rug gets pulled beneath your feet until you fall in Solo Street. Close your eyes and realize you're free. Breathe, breathe. Glock them, lick the ski, talk a chance, they thought he. Ista le the helasa is that stand and ras stand stand and ras sha sha kanikuen heishlem kager eishlem ruen be lager creden at fein is shas again slow down take your time turn the world off still your mind it's your life be kind and rest rest a while Stad, stad and ras.
Stop the race, boy.
That's
stop
the race.
Stop the race, Brie Carr. And that's Stad and Ras. The album is Full Circle. And Brie is finally sharing her music with us as a singer in her own right and not writing for other people. And how liberating is it that you have finally decided, right, I am a singer-songwriter, I write songs, I'm going to sing them?
I'm taking it at swings and roundabouts. I'm still writing for other people. Mm. I do love that. I've got a couple of comedy songs that there's somebody interested in at the moment, and I do like that. But to answer your question, I absolutely love it. I have a little gig called Brunch with Brie in the Sandwich Company every second Sunday down here in Letterkenny, and it's just really, really lovely that you can just batter away in the corner with slow stuff and mellow stuff and not be putting anybody out, and people are coming up and saying they just love the whole relaxation thing. So I would never have thought that I would be a role model for calmness and relaxation. My mother's still shocked, but it's
and she's
there.
Not the only one.
I know, I'm shocking myself. Yeah, I do love it, Donal. But I really do love the sessions. And as you said earlier, the Wild Atlantic Women, we have great fun with that. It's never the same group twice. And it was an idea I came up with in the kitchen with Maria McCormick and Aileen Tighe, and it's working. It's just sporadic. We're doing the Dunlow, Mary from Dunlow, and I'm doing the Heritage Week as well in Glebe Gallery, and looking forward to everything that's coming up. So.
Excellent. Brie, it's been lovely speaking to you.
Brilliant.
And we'll do it again shortly. Thank you very much indeed.